Well, the Gold Coast has been a busy old place for major sporting events this year, hasn't it? Of course, the Commonwealth Games. And we've got the GC 600 coming up. We just had the World Triathlon Grand Final. We've got hockey finals, the National League coming here as well. So many others, too many to mention, really. There's another very big event that's happening come early November. The Pan Pacific Masters Games will be in town with athletes from, over 30 countries, more than 40 sports, and they are all here not just to compete on the Gold Coast, but to explore our city as well. ABC Gold Coast is a very proud official media partner of the Pan Pacific Masters, and I have with me this morning the CEO of Events Management Queensland, Cameron Hart, who's watching over this event. Morning, Cam.
Good morning, Ben.
Now, put this into perspective. These games are huge. If we were to look at participation numbers, how does it compare to, say, the Commonwealth Games?
Yeah, look, it's a very similar model, in, you know, a multi-sport event over 9 days. But we'll have twice as many athletes, in fact, nearly 2.5 times as many athletes as officials as the Commonwealth Games. We'll have more than the Olympic Games. The Olympic Games gets about 10,000. The Commonwealth Games we had back in April had 6,500. We're looking at 15,000 plus.
Wow.
So it's an extraordinary event as far as the size of it. But it just gets on, it delivers, it doesn't cause any ruffles in the community. A lot of people aren't even aware it's on except for the 15,000 competitors and their 20,000 supporters. So the businesses associated with near the venues really have a good time around it.
So we don't have to have a transport plan for the entire city, even though we've got twice as many competitors and officials coming?
No, and that's a good thing about it. They hire vehicles, they use existing transport infrastructure, and because they're adults, basically Masters Games starts at the age of 30. There are some variables about that, but that's a rule of thumb. They know how to, you know, get on a bus or get a hire car, do what they need to do, and they like to be very independent, the Masters Games demographic. So when they finish their sport, they then like to go back and do some shopping or go to the theme park or catch up with friends and family.
Let's talk about that social side. I do want to talk about the sporting event,
yeah,
but the social side and the tourism side of this, what does it mean for the city? What does it bring us?
Look, it's a huge economic impact because, it's a good demographic. They're adults, so most of them are tertiary qualified. They're paying off homes or have paid off home as they get older. Obviously, they're empty nesters, so they're good disposable income. We're predicting to be something around $20 million in economic impact for the city this year. And a large chunk of that actually goes to some of the community sports organisations that are hosting the games. So one of the great things about that is that the sports organisations that are run by volunteers, it's a great fundraiser for them. And a lot of those, you know, run their administration and development programs for the next 2 years until the next round of the Masters Games comes to town. So it's a really good driver for the economy.
And in terms of the sporting prowess or otherwise, how do you get to be in the Masters Games? Do you just say, oh, I've got the money to travel to the Gold Coast this particular year and I happen to play a little bit of netball or whatever it might be? Or do you have to be chosen? Are you the best of the best if you're coming to the Pan Pacific Masters?
I think you summed it up well. It's the otherwise category more than anything. If you can participate in your sport, and that's the key, it's about participation. It's not about winning. It's not about being an ex-elite person.
Hey, settle down. Not about winning. You sure about that?
Well, 5% might be about winning.
Okay.
5% might be winning. And I think a lot of the winners are unexpected winners. Let's put it that way as well. And that's one of the good things about Masters sport. You can get out there and sometimes you have a really surprising performance and you do win. But it's about having a go. And across the 43 different sports we have, the biggest growth sports and the biggest sports are our team sports. And it's that camaraderie that comes with travelling as a team where you go away with a group of netballers or a soccer team or a rugby league team or whatever it may be. It's a group of guys or gals or if it's a mixed team, both. Saving money for a long time, planning their Gold Coast holiday and throwing in some sport around that.
Yeah. Oh, hang on a minute. We better not forget to actually play some sport because that's what we're here for.
That's right. That's a justification of it all.
I've got Cam Hart with me. He's the CEO of Events Management Queensland. I'm sure you'd know him from his role leading the marathon every year. Well, it's not quite A to Z, it's A to V, from archery to volleyball. So many different sports. The Pan Pacific Masters Games, they happen every 2 years. A lot has changed on the Gold Coast then since the last Games because, of course, we did host, as we've mentioned, the Commonwealth Games this year. The venues, the facilities that were here for the Comm Games, how are they going to impact, help these games?
People talk about Commonwealth Games and one of the big things is about the legacy. And what we're doing, we're really benefiting from that using the venue. So the basketball complex at Coomera, we're using that. Because of that venue, we can get more teams here playing basketball. We're using the indoor sports centre at Carrara for netball. So we've grown our netball competition dramatically. The Southport Aquatic Centre at the Broadwater, we're using that for swimming, diving and water polo. We're using the Narang mountain bike trails were developed for cross-country mountain biking for the first time in the Masters game. So we're excited about that. And, of course, the hockey centre at Musgrave Hill, that's fantastic. So because of those venues have come on, our players are going to have a better quality experience, but there's more players coming because they're the bigger venues. So it's a really good legacy as part of the Comm Games for the city. But the players are loving the thought of playing in the same venues that some of their idols were running around in, you know, 6 months earlier.
Yeah. We've talked about the numbers. How big can this get? Can it get even bigger, do you think, Ken?
Yeah, absolutely can. So the last edition that we had 2 years ago was just over 13,000. We're predicting we're going to get over 15,000 this year. And we're having really good growth on the international market on that. We've done a lot of work working overseas. So big growth out of New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, USA, Canada, even the UK, sort of some of the big countries there. But it can grow.
So even the UK is included? Because I think Pacific, and I think you've got to be somewhere on the Pacific Rim.
Yeah, good.
Last I checked, UK. Is this like us being in Eurovision?
let's use that analogy. I guess it just describes our key catchment, where we're based. And that's part of the appeal, people coming from perhaps Europe. European or North American countries, East Coast USA, coming to the Pan Pacific Masters Games because they can. But certainly getting back to the growth, we can add more sports, we can add more days, make some of the programs longer, so we can accommodate them because it's a great event for the city. It's a great event, you know, for the local sports clubs. As I said, it's a real benefit for them, and we just love being part of it.
Yeah, well, before we start growing bigger in 2020, we better have the 2018 Games. As I said, the ABC Gold Coast is a proud partner of the Pan Pacific Masters. We're looking forward to sharing heaps of stories, not just of locals who are getting involved, but also the people who are coming to visit our city as part of this. In early November, it will all be happening. Cam Hart, lovely to see you here in the studios. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.